Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Wherever you're getting it, iTunes, Android, Stitcher, aboutlastnightpodcast.com. We appreciate the love and support, all the tweets, all the emails. You guys have been loving the Scotty Landis episode. The Jesse Joyce blind comedian story has been getting a lot of love. And we've got so many great episodes on the horizon, baby. Just recorded a couple today that are really going to blow your mind, if I can say that on air. Today's episode is, well, you know him, you love him. He's a favorite here on the About Last Night podcast. He's an incredible impressionist. He's a great dude. He's an amazing comedian. He's a star of Two Broke Girls. Yeah, that's right. I said the star, you know? Some might say supporting. I'd say star. You know why I watch Two Broke Girls? For Jonathan Kite, baby. That's right. He's back on the podcast. We talk about his hour special, his first hour special he's about to shoot at his high school back in Chicago. It's a big deal. Putting together an hour special is a big deal. I hope to feel that soon. I actually might shoot mine at my old high school. It's a great idea. John went back there, shot a lot of stuff with his teachers, talking to the kids. It's great to see him really dive into stand-up like this, because when I first met him, he was kind of, you know, one foot in, one foot out, and he's really committed hard to it the last handful of years, and he's fucking great. If you ever get a chance to see John live, you got to go see him live. We talk about so much stuff in this as far as, like, obviously, the impressions and the tangents we go on are amazing. We prank call the my favorite Thai restaurant again, and John shares with us really how... something I don't think we've addressed, just how he really approaches an impression and how he breaks it down and how he's been workshopping all these new impressions and the writing that he's doing nonstop up until the special to really make it as great as he can was really interesting to hear. And we talk a little politics, and it's just a blast. You know, John is always such a great yes-ander. We have somewhat of a map for these episodes, but then it just... we just end up talking, and it's so free and loose and fun, and I know you guys are going to enjoy the hell out of it. So get tickets on Ticketfly.com for Saturday, July 9th at Niles North High School. That's at 9800 Lawler Avenue in Skokie, Illinois. Go see Jonathan Kite's back-to-school comedy special. It's going to be amazing. He's the best. His impressions are unreal. His perspectives and point of view... and the way he integrates his impressions are just, I can't say enough good things. John's the best. Go see him. Saturday, July 9th, his back-to-school comedy special. Tickets at Ticketfly.com. The show is at 7 p.m. Follow John on Twitter at JB Kite. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, at ALN Podcast on Instagram. I'm at Adam Ray 33. Brad's at Brad Williams Comic. At StoryMerchandise.com for all your ALN merch, mugs, hats, shirts. We got these new posters coming. I keep saying that, but it is happening. So go to estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com. Our ET picture that Brad and I have will be made into a poster, as well as a few others. So you guys go over to estoymerchandise.com and pick those up. And while you're on the internet, go to iTunes, type in About Last Night Podcast, and give us a 5-star rating and comment on the iTunes page. Takes 2 seconds. Do it right now before the episode starts. You go to iTunes, you type in the podcast, About Last Night, and then you click, on the 5-star rating and you comment. It says leave comment. You click on that. You leave a comment. Helps us climb the charts and continue to bring you guys great episodes. Some guests that are coming up. Geez, I don't know. I don't want to spoil them. I told you Zac Efron. I told you Adam Devine. Did I tell you Wayne Brady? Yeah, baby. That's happening. Cameron Crowe this fall? Yeah. Hayden Christensen? Anakin Skywalker? Yeah, this fall, baby. Get excited. So many great episodes coming this way. And Mad TV, I think I said that already, premiering CW July 26th. I'm so excited. I've been meeting all week with writers. So many great sketches they're writing for me and the cast. It's going to be a blast. We start shooting next week. And then we premiere Tuesday, 9 p.m., July 26th on the CW. Every Tuesday night after that at 9 p.m. So set your DVRs now. For Mad TV, CW, July 26th, 9 p.m. premiere, baby. Also, I want to let you guys know that friend of the podcast and amazing comedian Maj Jobrani has a movie out called Jimmy Vestwood. It's a really hilarious movie that he stars in. And, man, they won a bunch of festivals. It's a hilarious comedy. You can find out all the show times and where it's at in your city at Jimmy Vestwood, V-E-S-T, VOOD. I'm sorry, VESTVOOD.com to see where the movie is playing in your city and what theater, and go see it. It's hilarious. I watched it. Maz is an underrated actor, man. He's if this movie doesn't blow him up, something else will. But this comedy's great. It makes me proud to say I saw it and laughed and loved it, because I see so much comedy and I'm so inundated with it that it's tough to make me laugh, and this movie did. So go to JimmyVestwood.com and get all the info there and go see it and support Maz. Then on July 15th, go see me in Ghostbusters. I'm in it. I'm voicing Slimer. It's going to be the shit. We interviewed Paul Feig at Sony. That episode will be out soon, and we talk so much Ghostbusters. So be on the lookout for that. And I think that's it. So now that we got the tour dates out of the way, that's all the merch info. Those are the Twitter handles. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with our buddy, Jonathan Kite.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
So I got you ice cube molds that are skulls that have, like, top hats and construction workers. So basically you can create the village people in ice cubes in your drinks.
Can I be honest? Like, and these are the things that you start to, like, care more about, I guess, as an adult, are, like when you were a kid, you wanted what? You wanted baseball cards.
And, like, big, like, action figures and
it turns
stuff.
Every drink into, I mean, a Tim Burton.
The best, huh?
It turns every drink into a Tim Burton. Is drinking out of a man's skull.
And then you have, like, some Danny Elfman, like,
is that a Cosmopolitan? It's actually a Helena Bonham Carter. So,
because it's everywhere in my house.
It's everywhere.
But, like,
everywhere.
I used to, like, what were the things you really wanted as a kid for a birthday? Baseball cards, Nerf.
Voltron.
Oh,
when I was a kid.
You must be so happy it's back.
Dude, I auditioned for it, so I'm not that happy.
Easy, Hanks.
Oh, my. Wow. Hanks as the Red Lion.
What would that sound like?
Form. they just yell it into the mic.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer. They got big stars for that.
Yeah.
Really big stars.
Yeah.
But not Tom Hanks.
No, never.
Not the biggest star.
No, not the guy.
Voltron, though, huge. Yeah. I wanted that so bad. My mother remortgaged our house to get the Voltron for me when I was in first grade, because those things were die-cast metal.
Yeah.
They were. It felt like the most expensive thing. I'd never heard of a toy being that expensive when it came out.
Yeah, because like the Power Rangers was all like plastic. And like, but Voltron was like, no.
Real.
We're going.
Yeah.
This
in
is
case
an actual
we actually
line.
Have to defend the universe. This stuff works.
Yes. If aliens come down and you're like, the only way we can defeat them is by several.
You called them
animals.
Aliens. We called them ro-beasts.
Oh boy.
Ro-beasts.
Yeah. Didn't know I was dealing with an expert here.
Dude, you didn't realize. You guys don't have video, but I'm wearing. Keith, who obviously was one of the operators in the lines. I'm wearing his outfit.
Wait, so when your mom did come through with this gift, was it like, I mean, the greatest day of your life?
Ever. Yeah.
It's crazy the impact one toy that you, when if you want it bad enough and you put it out of, you put it in the category of, I'll never get that, and then you get it.
Like Ghostbusters Firehouse when I was six.
Wow.
Come on.
I had that, and I had the Ninja Turtles.
The sewer system.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
With the car.
Oh,
the car
God.
That threw out
threw
the
pizza.
The pizza,
the pizza launcher.
Yeah.
Why would you launch the thing you eat? That's the only thing they.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's not a weapon.
Listen,
it's
if Eastman and Laird are listening and the creators of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. We'll talk to them next week.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You don't throw out your food. There's only one thing that Michelangelo ate. He was a party dude.
Yeah.
And then now they're using that as a weapon?
Yeah.
I feel like that thing should have been empty most of the time.
Maybe. It's like if Raph was throwing like pussy out the window. Like,
he's a hound.
But he would do that?
He was, though. If we had to pick one.
But he would say, you know what he would say as he threw it out the window? I'm done with that.
Yeah, man, because he was a badass.
Dude, badass.
Wait, so, okay. He was my turtle.
He was your turtle?
I liked Raphael.
Nice.
Which means I'm kind of an asshole. But
a pussy hound.
But a pussy hound.
Which you are known for, in that order. Asshole, pussy hound.
Everyone knows
Brad.
That.
Brad.
Wait, so the Ghostbusters house, when you got that, you lost your mind.
Oh, we have it on tape. We have it on tape.
I need the audio of that.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Of just me seeing this, and I think I end up running around the room going, it's a Ghostbusters house!
Yeah.
And going nuts.
That's awesome.
Just saying what it is.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know how to react. Your body and mind shut down, and
well,
you just start.
I would like to put, someone do this on YouTube, please. Someone mash together videos of kids getting that toy that they really wanted, and then put that next to Cleveland fans when the Cavs won the title. Yeah. And I think it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Riots ensue.
just like kid.
Is there
kid
a moment
riots.
When you're happier in your life than as a kid getting the toy you wanted? I'm trying to think, like, I mean, shit. You know, I'm sure when you got the call for Two Broke, I'm sure you were ecstatic, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Voltron, you got competition.
But still,
no, for sure.
But Whitney still, Cummings, adults, Voltron,
powerful,
yeah.
powerful,
very powerful,
powerful like, defenders.
Yes. Yes,
but like adult, I guess I'm saying like adult excitement versus youthful kid excitement. There's just a raw.
Well, like, we have such a. I think when on our business, because we try for so long for so many things. Have you made the announcement or no?
Oh yeah,
yeah. yeah. So yeah. getting something like Mad, which is. Like Ghostbusters, which you're also in, it's a staple.
We get it. Adam Ray's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
His career is going
we're
great.
We're sitting in his man cave,
which is sponsored
by Mattel.
He's now dating the Carl's Jr. girl. What's up, Charlotte?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But she doesn't have a mic. She's here.
No, she's still in the van.
In the Carl's Jr. van. We get in the A-team van. We get it. You also have that.
Hey, this year's going okay. Who knows about next year? And that's why the business is great. I could be back at Universal Studios, and I say that in jest. But, you know,
you'd be lucky.
I email with my old boss every now and then just in case.
Just like, all right,
hey, it's
Wolverine,
me.
Still
you
there?
Good?
Yeah. Those claws still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Options
hey.
Still open?
It's yeah, just totally. A picture of you. Every Thursday, people know it's about Adam. He just emails a throwback Thursday pic of himself to his old managers, just putting feelers up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just reminding them of the good old days.
Of the great old days. But that's the thing is like when you the thing about like a Mad or something is when you know that you're gonna now be a part of pop culture legacy.
Right.
That's the coolest thing.
Right.
You know, I mean the thing about Two Broke, which was a different cool, amazing thing, was we had no idea if the show was gonna be successful.
Oh, that's right.
And then it was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that it took off.
Right. Yeah. And it's like a slow build, whereas you're not hopping onto an established. It's like now if you got a Marvel movie, you'd
yeah,
be like,
the
oh,
expectations are so high.
This is so great. Like
you would buy a you would send the blueprint of the statue of yourself to be made to be
oh, yeah.
put outside of your house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I'd be like, wait. I'm like, did we get pickup for a second season? I'm on the phone. I'm like, okay, hold on one second. I'm emailing the guy. Yeah, you can process my order and send.
Yeah, but it's like when you're an adult, you have all these social constructs where it's like, oh, I'm not allowed to be too happy. I have to be humble. I gotta be excited and maybe tell a few people exactly how happy I am, but not a lot.
Well, that's the thing. Your friends. I mean, you must have known a lot of people who were growing up for Mad.
Yeah, even testing with a couple buddies.
And so it has nothing to do with, you know, I think in this business, people think that, like, if you get it, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
there's spots that are for your specific thing. And it's like some, you know, but that's the weird thing is that this business makes us so competitive.
Yeah.
So half of the time, I think when we're excited is, it's that we like made it through a level of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You know that it's like
pretty close.
It is. It's like, you know, it's like somebody a tribute, somebody sent you a package from the sky.
Yep.
And it was like you did it. You know, but part
it's
of it
just
is like
me, Dinklage and Wee Man on a small island all fighting with weapons for parts.
Oh no. Warwick Davis is out. Spoiler alert.
I mean, he died pretty quick. He's older.
I didn't you know, guys, I'm not caught up.
Different type of dwarfism.
On Dwarf Island.
I mean,
oh my God.
Are we pitching this?
Come on, Dwarf Island.
Dude.
The island is, no, but is the island small or is there people on it? It's like, that's the mystery.
Right.
Is the island just like one slip and slide?
I was going to say, is it just like a little sand beach, you know, that like pops up out of it. There's one little pot, like a palm tree.
One.
Just
one.
One. Just one.
It would have to be huge, I think.
Do you think so? Just like...
We have the first creative differences.
To me.
Is that you're right. Yeah, yeah.
You have
yeah.
to be big to
That's
me.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh,
but
Dwarf Island. I'm watching.
I'm watching that.
I mean,
I'm producing, but I'm also watching. Yeah.
I mean, they have like these shows like there's a show Wrecked, right now. That's
yes,
like,
that's off of Lost.
It's like especially the, like the comedic version of Lost, and Riz Darby's in it, and it's awesome. And
Acevalli.
Ginger
Gonzaga's in it too.
Ginger Gonzaga.
Yep.
Here's the thing. You know, I would say huge fan of Lost. By the way, watched every
Never
episode.
Seen it.
I actually watched them in order on DVD. The only episode that I ever saw live was the finale. I had like some time off.
Did you get caught up though?
Yeah, I got caught up and I watched it live. The funny thing is, Lost was such a long time ago. I mean, I think that there was enough fans out there for Wrecked.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's interesting that it didn't. Because remember when like Gladiator came out, then there was like 10 films
right.
in the vein of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want, you know, it's just interesting that it's like now finally something has come out to like make fun of the way that nobody grew beards on the island.
Yeah.
You know, they were all kind of unnecessarily out of breath.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it was like,
how does Matthew Fox always have a perfect 5 o'clock shadow?
No, that's what I mean.
Why does that happen?
And how was it? Originally, it was Don Johnson.
Get out!
No, but I just mean like
I
they saw that they saw Miami Vice and they're like, check please.
Do you think Hanks watched before Castaway? Do you think like, and this sounds like a setup for a joke, but I feel like, do you think he went back and watched like Lost or Gilligan's Island to get some sort of island mentality, or just to like?
I think that he treated it as like an isolation piece,
yeah,
and less like what had other people. Because the thing about those other Lost, they at least had each other,
yeah.
And that's the thing about being in isolation. When you think of, because when I think of Castaway, I think of insane asylums,
yeah.
Because,
well, I think of Helen Hunt, and then I think of insane asylums.
Well, listen, who doesn't think of Helen Hunt? There's so many things that trigger Helen Hunt in my brain.
Sure. I'm looking at two candles that make me go Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
But these, to be fair, these are Helen Hunt brand candles.
Sure.
Yeah. And they're in the shape of her tits.
Yeah, they're great. Yankee Candle never made a smarter decision in their life.
The Helen Hunt tit series.
I mean,
there's a series.
I have to buy D cups because by the end of the night they become A cups.
If they made like a celebrity tit series for candles, like you have your Pamela Andersons.
Oh, it'd be Kim Kardashian would already have it.
Helen Mirren's. You know,
The Helen Mirren. That's an established old. But and you know it. No,
those Helen Mirren. Let me just say something. Helen Mirren tit candles will last forever.
It will never go down.
Never.
Much like my penis around Helen Mirren,
they will never
go down.
Never.
Those candles never go out. Yeah.
Never. The eternal flame is the name of those candles.
It's a picture.
Now, do you put a picture of just their like neck down on the candle, or do you just say their name and then you know? Like, there's some emblem that you know that it's a part of the tit series.
It's Helen Mirren's face.
Okay.
And then it says...
Is the tit blurred out?
No. It's just her face. And then it says, candles, but it's like cans. Or would it be gam candles?
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're taking calls right now.
Call right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's number for K-Rock, but whatever.
Listen, K-Rock, if you have any ideas, K-Rock, if you get any of our calls, just forward them to us.
I would love, I was just trying to think of like who of my friends is on call right now that would give a hilarious like insight into that.
Of celebrity tits?
Candles.
Oh, candles.
You know, like, I'm sure we all have...
You're kind of the candle guy. I'd call...
I'm trying to think of a friend right now who maybe is like a stay-at-home dad, or just a guy who like smokes a lot of weed and online poker gambles. Somebody who would have time to jump into this conversation
out of nowhere. Who always has candles / tits on the brain.
He's ready to go
with one-liners.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. There's a guy named Murray who is my candle tit punch-up guy.
Gotcha. That's what I'm saying.
He's
a yes-ander. A yes-ander for any...
Murray's your guy too?
Yeah.
Not just me?
No, it's you, me, and Obama. It's the three guys.
Yeah.
I think... By the way, before we end this podcast, we need to do another prank call, which we haven't done the last two times.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Thai restaurant. Yeah.
Who should it be, though? It shouldn't be Jeff Bridges. I don't think they bought it.
And they couldn't understand. I've got so many dumplings in my mouth, man.
You said something about Pad Thai. And
you got some Pad Thai? Hey, dude, I'm a huge fan of the Thai. The Pad Thai.
I mean, it works for me.
I think Rogan or Obama.
Hello.
How much Obama, you have to be in this special, which you are about to shoot on
July 9th.
Yeah, pimp out all the details right now.
Doing shooting my special July 9th at my high school. So I'm calling it my back to school special.
Yeah, love it.
And so pretty excited about it. It's going to be anywhere between an hour and a half. Yep. We're just trying to figure out.
One show?
Two shows. Right. Okay. And then I'm trying to bring out some new impressions that people have never seen before. And,
even though you haven't done stand-up on TV yet, right?
Never.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's, I guess my question is like how... Since so much has not been seen, but you still want some new stuff because it's new for you,
totally.
Right? Because everything you have right now, you could do and be amazing with, but you want what? New stuff, why?
I think new stuff, I'm trying to do impressions that I've never heard anyone do before.
Gotcha.
There you go.
And so there's a few out there that I've been kind of looking into. Part of it isn't, like, there's two rules that I would say about learning an impression. There's the Deadpool rule, and there's the mom knows rule. So Deadpool is you got to pick somebody that'll be around. So, like, when people were saying, did you learn Bernie Sanders? And I said, I didn't think he was going to get the nomination, which mm-hmm. doesn't mean that he wouldn't be current in a year, but I learned Trump, because if I was going to, like, yeah. I didn't want to learn, that's not my game. I'm not going to learn multiple, you know, impressions right, politically yeah. and then come at the audience with, like, you know, my perspective. I mean, I do some Trump in the and I do some Obama, but it's pretty lighthearted. I don't really go after anybody politically.
Sure.
And the other rule is, does mom know? So, like, moms need to know who you're doing. Like, you could do, I don't even know, like Idris Elba, who I think is such an amazing actor.
Right.
I don't know that I would do Idris Elba because I don't know that a lot of people, even though, like, I think people in our industry know who he is, if you'd have to name his films.
Sure.
And he plays an American a lot of times. Like yeah. For a long time, I do Christian Bale. It didn't catch on until people had really seen him.
People didn't know his accent until the viral rant.
That's right. Thought he was American.
Yeah, and
that's
then, right. Yeah, now you just have to say, good for you. And then everyone knows, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, or Christian you're not Bale. Being professional, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not an American thing to say.
And that's and that's not from his movies. Like, that's not from movies or TV shows. That's from this damn rant.
Yeah, and that is either an Englishman or a sailor says you're not being professional, mate.
Do moms know Christian Bale, though?
They do because of Batman.
Right. So that's now. Where did you hear this sort of impression mindset, or did you?
I kind of came up with it when I was going on the road and just kind of feeling out rumors.
How many impressions, new ones, do you try on the road?
Oh man, that's where I try them the most because wow. I feel like there's no they've never heard it before, and I like I'm doing a Harrison Ford.
Love that.
And one,
it's so good, by the way.
Oh, thanks, yeah. man. And like, so I'm doing this thing that I've never seen. I've seen a couple people do Harrison Ford.
I tried doing it in my Mad audition, just real quick, because I go, I should probably try to do, but it was just low. I'm sure yours is incredible.
No.
And all mine was just the low, I mean.
Well, now the grumbly.
Right.
But I try to do him like, I didn't kill my wife, that one too.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
like just him as this guy, and who's angry about everything.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, you try to do that, and so for me, when I'm on an hour show, tonight I'm actually going up at the store, and I'm going to try a Christian Bale bit that I've never done before. And so the thing is, you got to do it in spurts, because I feel like if you're really trying, for me, to do an impression and to have it be logical and to have it make sense in terms of being funny and not just like, can you believe that Christopher Walken like owns a car dealership? Yeah. And have it be like, wow, Toyotas. You know, like, it's not.
I hate that's a hack bit, but I still laugh.
Can I be honest? I was just going to say, yeah. Like, I want more of that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, then you'll have to see my special, Christopher Walken, Toyota salesman. It's just him and Glenn Ross. He's like, you have to take a dump. Like, you feel like you slept for a week.
But Walken is a car smoothing company? I was never heard that.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's like the thing, because you do incredible impressions. And it's like, I'm trying to have my bits be organic and not just be
set up.
It's like Robert Downey Jr., who I've worked on for a long time.
Yep.
I think I do a pretty decent one. I have yet to be able to find out an organic way where it isn't like, isn't it weird that Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, because he's not. There's not enough opportunity to just casually bring him into something.
Well, he's Iron Man.
Yeah.
And so, like, the way I think of even Sherlock Holmes was dwarfed by his Avengers Iron Man success.
Really? Was it dwarfed? There were no dwarfs.
Hey, you know what? Before you came along, that was a great adjective.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Before you pointed out me looking directly at you as I said that.
That was the part that bothered me. It's like, yeah, because it dwarfed Brad.
I'm here too. You could have looked this way.
I'm like, no, I have Forrest Whitaker eye. I was looking at you, but it was like, I was like, my eye just kind of wandered over. It was like, oh, shit.
By the way, is Forrest Whitaker eye the follow-up to Hungry Eyes?
Forrest Whitaker eyes.
Guy's recording. Hold on. Are we rolling on that? Are we rolling on that?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell which way you're looking tonight.
And then it just shows
Forrest
him looking.
Forrest Whitaker eyes. Are you looking at me? Are you looking at those fries? Forrest Whitaker eyes.
Forrest Whitaker.
Is that Forrest Whitaker?
I don't know. I don't
you just did the that. Eye, though.
Bro, the eye is like, the eye.
Oh, my God. That is a pretty good Forrest Whitaker eye.
Yeah.
It's pretty
that's
solid. All.
Well, that's why I was like, I meant to look at Adam, but my eye drifted. My eye's adrift. It's my eye's the wanderer. Dion's the wanderer. That's what my eye opens.
Wow.
With.
I think that's the first Dion reference I've ever had on this podcast.
I'm out, guys. I'm like trying to remove this mic to throw it down. And like, get the fuck out.
Takes forever. Wait, okay, so.
But
so,
you got to find something organic. So with yeah. these newer impressions, like I just came up with something for Harrison Ford, and it was out of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And it was out of, because the thing Great. Is with a lot of these guys, that's important to me is to not have it be like cruise ship impressions.
Sure.
Which, by the way, you're fine. That's not like something that I'm against or that I look down on. I just don't think that that's really my brand of comedy.
Like when you have an impression, you just don't want to be, wouldn't it be weird if like they brought back Blockbuster Videos and then Robert Downey Jr. was
yes.
your clerk?
Yes.
Enter scene.
Yes.
Like, you just don't want to do that. Again, and this is a compliment to you. Like if that is, and I love, but you are a perfectionist and an artist. So you want to have that. And it's good on you to like have it be in an organic in context way to even do a new impression, and I'll just be like, hey, do you guys mind if I just spend 5 minutes of my act like just rattling off some voices and see what you like?
I see what connects,
But that being said, even if you were just like, here's Robert Downey Jr. working at a Quiznos, I would be like, and another drink in my hand, and I yeah. love
Give
right now.
Give him more time, turn off that light, stay in the room.
Wait, so the Harrison, can you a little?
I have. Get off my plane. I didn't kill my wife. You find this man. You find the one I ran.
There you go, man.
Wow, dude.
Aggression.
And I love so, I wish cologne. People could see what your mouth was doing.
Yeah.
It's that.
He's like a gargoyle.
Fierce bottom lip. Hi. Fierce.
He gets real.
He's got great angry face.
Oh. Yeah. Harrison Ford is, he's angry, Mosquito like, Coat. I mean, I've seen The Fugitive, it's on every plane. That I've been on for like touring. I've toured all the summer. And like whenever I take a flight that has TV, it's on. And so I came up with a
what
joke.
What channel? The Harrison Ford Network?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
Ford.
Should be.
By the way, how many movies do you have to make before you get your own network that just runs your movies?
Oh, Tyler Perry's. I mean, he's got to have, right? Doesn't he have a network?
Does he?
He used to have TBS.
What?
No, but I just mean like he had a
Adam believes it.
There was a time though, and he dominated. Right? It was like Tyler Perry presents everything TBS. In the next 12 hours.
Yeah. Madea's TBS.
Madea's TBS.
very funny. Very funny. Hello.
But I'm saying like
you
Robert,
need to do Madea material on Matt TV.
How dare you?
Should I really?
It was your audition.
All right, guys. I know it's
I
a
took
little.
A risk.
I know. It might not go so far, but bear with me. Blackface, but they're like, no,
this is the sketch. No. It's Adam trying to pitch all these, like that was a sketch.
My audition, that's a good, yeah.
Well, my one, a sketch that I like, I had, when I did the sketch show, there was one that I never got a chance to but it was me being the only white guy on the show.
Yeah, that was the Avion Crockett show, right?
Yeah, right. And me being like, can I do black impressions? And me being like, hold on, give me a second, let me show you Obama. And it was a sketch about a white guy trying to pitch these black impressions when everyone else in the room was black.
So good.
There you
I
go.
Think I remember you telling me this, by the way.
And then it's like, they're like, everyone does an Obama. And I'm like, but he's also half white. He's a half white guy. I can also do him. And then they're like, what else you got? And I'm like, Morgan Freeman. And they're like, who else do you do? And I'm like, yeah, Bill Cosby.
LL Cool J.
Yeah, right. Nipsey Russell. But it was just like, I was going back, and then them just being like, what else? And it was just me like doing 1 second impressions of like Bernie Mac.
The Aunt Jemima syrup lady. She doesn't even talk.
Yeah.
But if she did.
Not with that attitude. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Sound
yeah.
like this.
And not with your white oppressive male dominated world.
What about Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg. But it's just me in a predator wig.
But Whoopi.
Took me a second, but I got it.
Whoopi is one of those voices that's just like very breathy and like, look,
Joy Behar is a friend. Would I eat her out? Yeah, but what are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Whoopi? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great, though. But I like that. See, that was the intention, and of being like, well, what else have you got? And then he was like, well, let me show you some characters.
That's so
and it's
funny.
Just me doing black characters.
All right, my first character, he's a rapper, but...
Right. Like Eminem? Yeah. Who?
Who, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Vanilla Ice?
What?
What?
No, like N.W.A.
Yeah. You mean like Bubba Sparks? All right, what the fuck are you talking about now?
Yeah, but who are these people?
Bubblegum flavors?
Can I tell you, when Bubba Sparks came out, I was like, is this a new Hubba Bubba flavor?
Bubba Sparks? Did Sparks the soda and Bubblegum get together?
And just say...
Wasn't Sparks the...
Sparks? Well, I don't... Sparks is like an energy powder that has caffeine and like B vitamins.
What was the thing
it?
That got like outlawed?
Zima.
Four Loko.
There right. it is.
Four Loko.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like Red Bull, and tequila, NyQuil, DayQuil, wheat thin juice.
And the cum of a dwarf.
And the cum of a dwarf.
Not wheat grass juice is what I think you meant to say, but I like wheat thin juice better.
I'm pretty sure
guys,
that's good.
You know the driest thing? Let's wet it up and put it in a can.
Give it to me, Kasem.
We got to put it in a can. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take Triscuits. You think Triscuits? No way. Chicken biscuits, chibiscuits, chino.
The dog died in his sleep. Remember?
Look who it is. Look who it is. It's my brother, Macy Kasem. Macy Gray. Macy Grayson.
Hey, everybody. I'm trying to speak. This next song from 1974.
Macy Gray sounds like a Muppet.
Well, yeah.
That's how I sound.
Yeah, that's how we sound.
Yeah.
How was the
Macy
last podcast?
Kasem. Or it's like
Macy the last Grayson.
Macy Grayson.
Remember I try to say goodbye and show.
And number one.
Basically, you sound like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh with strep throat. That's how you do
such a funny breakdown.
Gray impression.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're listening, if you're just tuning in, we're teaching people how to do impressions.
Yeah. Yeah. Made up people.
Made up people that no one will get on the road. Our YouTube video is zero.
Robert
likes.
Downey Jr., the movie?
Robert Downey Jr. mints. He doesn't talk. He's just a delicious snack.
By the way, how has he not come up with that snack?
Brother. I pitched it twice.
How many people's names could easily segue into treats?
Oh, man.
Like, Schwarzenegger's fucked, because there's no Schwarzenegger candy. But, like, no. Robert Downey Jr. mints.
Schwarzeneggerls.
I mean...
Not bad.
It, for...
Top of the... Yeah, yeah, coming up yeah, with yeah, that. Yeah. Come on.
I think...
Guys, put me in a writer's room. This is my audition.
Yeah, I think that's, like, one of those at midnight hashtag wars.
Celebrity food.
Celebrity food. So, yeah, people, when you tweet at...
Hashtag war.
Yeah, tweet at Jonathan Kite. And ALN podcast, your celebrity hashtag wars for celebrity food, right?
Yeah, celebrity food.
I'm trying to think of one.
Keanu Reeves peanut butter cups.
Yeah, Reeves. Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
Reeves peanut cup. That's real
good. Yeah, close, but it's not. I mean, obviously, Junior Mints. It's the actual word.
Danny Glover bagel bites. That's just something I want personally.
Yeah, that was gonna say. That's something I hope you have. Because I am.
I mean, what would that commercial sound like, Adam?
Hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg. My friend Danny Glover's in the shitter right now, but he told me to tell you guys about his new bagel bite line. They're so good. I ate out Joe Behar. But see, these bagel bites come with a lot of fun, a lot of bagely deliciousness, and too much pizza sauce. But like Danny says, you can never have too much pizza sauce.
I never said that.
We'll be right back.
My favorite thing about it is she's recording right by the bathroom.
Well, that's where you get the best acoustics. That's why people sing in the shower.
She's in the shower, I was going to say. And then he's in the shit right next to her. And he said that even though he's within, like,
what
talking
a great
proximity,
commercial.
Oh, my. It pulls back to her.
No ad exec.
It's him on the shitter from Lethal Weapon 2 with the toilet paper that just says, boom.
No ad exec.
And him going, and then him going, I'm getting too old for this shit.
For this shit.
Shit. Yeah, for this shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Does he do a point?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
It's a toilet bowl cleaner.
I'm getting too old for this shit. Riggs. Riggs.
That's unbelievable.
I never tried to my lip.
That's unbelievable.
No. Yeah. The only thing I ever see.
Wait, give me, because I used to do where it was Danny Glover coming to the mound in Angels in the Outfield, telling Tony Danza that he's got an angel with him.
Oh, my God.
When Danza's like, I don't. So let's act out that scene real quick.
All right, Danza.
So So it's like, you know, ball four and Mel, I think it's Mel Sparks. Who is his character? Actually, no, I want to say Mel Blanc, but that's who created Bugs Bunny. Right. And the rest
Bubba Sparks.
Yeah. It was Mel something. Mel, Brad, will you look it up? Will we?
I'll just do something. Yeah, I'll just do the Vin Scully impression.
Okay, so the announcer, it's basically he's walked on a guy and then.
Another walk for Mel Blankenship.
All right. Well, hey, can I talk to you for
whoever comes to the mound. Boy, I'm running out of gas. I don't got anything left. I think I'm done.
You're not done. I gotta tell you something. You got Nate with you.
What?
You got Nate with you.
The last part you kind of trailed off. I couldn't.
Manager is currently flapping his arms.
I can't
like
do it if you're fucking with me
trying
right
to
now.
Fly.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah, what are you? What's with the arm flaps?
I got to air out my pits. My dude ain't working right now.
Well, that I understand. But the part before you said I got a what with me?
You got an angel with you.
An angel?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's a group of Victoria's Secret angels who are here to watch you play.
Leonardo DiCaprio running onto the field he hears something he said.
God damn it, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Is that why Joseph Gordon-Levitt is flapping his arms with the tiny black kid?
Yeah. Tiny black kid. That's Emmanuel Lewis. That man is 45 years old.
Is that why he's smoking a cigar?
That's Muggsy Bogues.
Someone should remove that Muggsy kid. Bogues. He's smoking Muggsy Bogues.
It just reference. Got to him. He's in a Wake Forest jersey.
That's the wrong sport.
Your Glover is very close to being Nolte. It's like
Nolte's up here. Goddamn Nolte.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Some of those impressions live in the same
area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Glover or Nolte? Where's that? Like, were they just basically...
Well, he's there. Problem is Nolte. All right.
I mean, now we're doing it.
Maybe three girls have... It's almost like the dating game, but like they have to guess like at the end of it.
God, if you were to recruit me and I was a blue chip basketball player... Or, what would you sound like?
Or what if it was a witness protection thing and they blurred out their voice, but like it didn't? They're like,
he's like, all right, listen, I'll tell you who the murderer is because I know him the whole time.
And they're like, thank God we blurred out his voice. They're like, no, the equipment wasn't working. We never did it.
Listen. I'll tell you about. Oh, come on, guys. Come on.
Are you doing Nolte at all in the special?
I am. He's awesome. The first impression I do.
Out of the gate.
I do him about 15 minutes in because I get the audience kind of... You know what I realized? Like,
Nolte out of the gate sounds like a great sitcom in
Nolte
the 80s.
Out of the gate. It's him. No, Nolte out of the gate was a documentary about him. That was the original name that Lucky was going to be at. Or that horse racing HBO. Yeah. It was called Nolte out the gate.
Narrated by Nolte narrating anything.
All right, there's a horse. And I said to the horse, God damn it, I need a win. And I had bourbon. The horse and I, we drank a lot of bourbon. God damn it.
That's his go-to curse word.
I feel God like, damn it, yeah.
I know.
I don't swear, I don't say God damn it in the special.
Does Hanks curse at all?
No. He does.
I don't think I've heard.
He did. I did a bit about that because he swore one time when he was promoting...
Right, that weird science movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. He was doing the language.
What was the movie called?
Oh, my God. It was the Wachowski brothers.
Yeah, shoot, because I used to do a bit about it.
Hold on.
Yeah, man.
I have the internet.
But he got on the air, and he said, fuck, on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And I brought it up for only like a second, but the, you know, news is replaced so frequently now that people don't even remember that he did it.
Yes.
And, but yeah, I said Tom Hanks has been in more wars than any other American in the history of our country.
Cloud Atlas.
Oh, and Cloud Atlas. I go, which was funny, was he was fighting wars in the future that haven't even happened yet. But then not enough people like saw the movie, so they were like, what are you talking about?
And yeah, it's still, that's a great, by the way, observation, because he really has been in every war movie.
Every war movie.
Right.
I was like, we can't make a movie first rising. He was in Star Wars. He was an Ewok. fun fact.
And Hank is an Ewok. Now, did he just speak as Hanks, or would he do like a Hanks?
He went like, that sounds like Tom Hanks as Jabba the Hutt. He's like, me so well.
Hank's redubbing all of like Star Wars.
What do you guys? Yeah, he goes, I love you. I know. Just does random.
Wait, so when he cursed, what did he say?
He said fuck.
Yeah, he said fuck on the Today Show. Because he was trying to do the weird language.
Right, that we've evolved into. The clip.
He's got to be, yeah, please. He's got to be, I mean, I've heard so many stories, too, and I think Hanks is just known for being like, just everybody loves him, right?
Everyone.
I feel like he does casually curse.
I feel like people don't care. Like, even that Today Show, they don't care.
No.
No, they...
Hoda and Kathy Lee are so...
Well, I don't think it was them. Oh. I think it was he was on the earlier portion.
Oh, so I was going to say, Hoda and Kathy Lee are so loose, I feel like if Hank's cursed, they would laugh it off and...
It was, yeah, oh, it was on,
like, they would cheers to it.
I can't believe that they haven't cursed with all the, you know...
They drink wine, like, yeah, on the air.
But that's, is it for show, or are they really boozed up?
I was on the Today Show with them, and they... Thank you.
You
they,
crushed it. You, I mean, thanks, man. In a small amount of time, got a lot of laughs.
Thank you. Yeah. And they weren't drinking. So at that, it wasn't Wine Wednesdays or whatever they call it.
I don't know. I think it's Wine Fridays. Oh, but then they just...
But then they're missing out on Wednesday.
Here we go.
Hashtag Wednesday, guys. We're also using hashtag Wednesday.
We all want to hear, what does it sound like when Tom Hanks curses? I don't know why I did that. Kind of like a Casey Kasem. What does it sound like
when Tom Hanks uses swear words?
Throw me out on the street. Can you speak in that accent?
Yes, we have mic issues. Oh, that one?
Yes.
Oi. Mostly it's swear words.
So mostly it's swear words.
Well, if you say it with an accent like that, they won't sound like swear words.
I want people to buy me fucking
We are so sorry.
He did it right there.
Hold on. What do they say after that, though?
Hold on.
The movie. Don't throw me out on the street. Can you speak in that accent?
Yes, we have mic issues. Oh, that one?
Yes.
Oi. Mostly it's swear words. So that's a little bit.
Well, if you say it with an accent like that, they won't sound like swear words.
I want people to buy me fucking boots.
We are so sorry. Good morning, America.
Man, oh man.
Bleep that
out. Sorry, I slipped into a brand of acting.
Method.
I have never done that before. I would apologize to the kids in America that are watching this right now.
We hope they're all
and cool. Let me say, next time on the show, there will be a 7-second delay.
You also
hilarious. By the way, my bad. It was on Good Morning America, not the Today
also,
Show.
Also, such a quick
save.
Save. Also...
Who cares?
Who cares? And also, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
When you do enough great stuff, when you give us enough great entertainment, you should get like, there should be like levels of every, first of all, 2 Oscars. Is there a club? How many clubs SNL hosting? How many?
But not only that, can I tell you about, let's talk about his charity.
Like,
what about all the stuff that he does for the troops?
Right.
You know,
every time he's an educator.
Foundation,
man, that guy.
Every million or whatever, every new charity he gets involved with, he should get another 5 curse words for that year to say on his publicity tour.
Yeah.
If you know that going in, guess what, by the way? You were already going to watch Hanks on The Tonight Show.
He didn't turn, nobody's like, you know what, guys, I can't watch Tom Hanks anymore.
No.
And I can't watch Good Morning America. Good Morning America.
No one cares.
He does a lot of charity shit, though.
He does, man. He's the best.
I think that's something that has to be sort of brought up where, like, because now you have this time and age where people are overreacting about, like, everything.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think now if a certain celebrity or public figure says something a little off color or makes a joke that's not good or swears, like, there's certain people that we should allow, like, all right, you get a freebie.
Totally. I absolutely agree with you. And a guy like that, by the way, it wasn't as if he was complaining about anything.
No.
It was a line from the movie that he said, we swear a lot in the movie.
Right. So he kind of warned him. And then
it's not like he casually was like, yeah, when I played I just tried to do a Hanks. And that was like Richard Dreyfuss meets Ron Howard.
I thought it was your Jay Leno.
Anytime I get in anything, I'm ready to throw up here.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
let's hear Jay Leno cursing.
Oh, yeah, Tom, Kevin. I don't know if you heard about this. Apparently, 42% of married women like to fuck before 10 a.m. 42% of women like to fuck before 10 a.m. Yeah. Sign me up. You know, just like, what are you talking about,
it's
Jay?
It's his joke. He planned it.
It's ba-dum-ba-dum. Jay mastered the art of here's where you laugh.
You did it like the Muppets, by the way. Wait, what's that? Jay Leno was a Muppet.
I
like that.
He probably started as a Muppet.
You and I can do that. That I like that we do that, where we just kind of like, we'll give the other person an impression they don't do, and then just be like, do it. Let's just do it. Let's just
see how it. We'll see how it goes.
But Hanks, like, it's not like he casually, you know.
I love how in depth we are going about this. By the way, that movie was like 4 years old.
Cloud Atlas hasn't gotten as much attention in a while. Is it Cloud Atlas?
Yeah,
certainly not the box office.
So
but it looked like it was like an epic film, right?
It was. I saw it.
Yeah, it was a Wachowski Brothers thing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of great people in it. I thought it was an interesting idea.
I feel weird saying Wachowski Brothers because I know one of them's a woman now.
The Wachowskis is what they go as.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, what about this talk about Bruce Jenner going back to a man? Have you heard about that? I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner going back to a man.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
If that's true, that's the greatest prank anyone's ever played on people.
Do you take back her SB Athlete of the Year award? Or what was it? Woman of the Year?
Woman of the Year.
How do you know?
It was Arthur Ashe Hero Award.
Right.
I know.
Hero Award.
How do I know that, but not like who the Secretary of State is?
What if...
By the way, how bummed out were like dudes who've like won triathlons with like... six fingers.
What if it was a weird bet?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Nobody's done that, but
that might be an advantage.
Some guy's
swimming,
going. Oh, man.
I really brought it up, and he goes, and I go, no one's done that.
He's finally gonna get a number. You know what's funny is though, what if this was an elaborate bet where someone's like, Bruce Jenner, I bet you can't win the Arthur Ashe Hero Award. And he was like,
watch me change into a woman.
Yeah, let me see if I can do it. Who was that?
Was that your
watch
Caitlyn
me
Jenner?
Change into a woman and then I'll do it.
That you have to do. I'm mad. your impression of Bruce Jenner is like a Edward R. Murrow impression.
Do you know who Edward R. Murrow is, Adam?
Yeah, he's the peanut guy. Who is it?
He was a news anchor.
He's the planter's
spokesman.
He's the
peanut.
Right?
There you go.
Wait. I'm going to sound...
Mr. Peanut.
The news guy, that's right, yeah.
I'm going to sound smart and then probably prove that I'm actually dumb. Was he Good Night and Good Luck?
He was.
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Woo!
David Strath Aaron.
Got one right.
Yeah, that's right. Nominated for an Academy Award.
He's an amazing actor.
Amazing actor.
So good in River Wild.
Oh, yeah, he was a dad.
Come
oh
on.
God.
With Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon and John C. Reilly and Jurassic Joe.
Do you do
Joseph Mazzello, who was also in... We called him Jurassic Joe. He went to USC. I met him twice. Never remembered who I was. And I was always like, you went Radio Flyer, motherfucker. And he was probably a little thrown off that I cursed at him right away. But I wasn't on Good Morning America when I said it. So
and
I
to
I
be honest, it wasn't a shared bathroom in the dorms. It was just
I love
you
bring up...
In.
But he was in Jurassic Park, and everybody called him Jurassic Joe.
You bring up all of his movies, and you don't even mention the fact that he was in Simon Birch.
Oh, wow. Because nobody mentions that anybody
How
was in Simon Birch.
How dare you?
No,
I will fight you.
I heard that movie.
I'm coming over this table.
I heard that movie makes people cry.
It does.
What is it about again?
It's
like your Rudy, right?
Yes, it's my Rudy.
Okay.
It's the greatest dwarf movie ever made. More than Willow.
Should I watch
I was just
it with
say,
you?
Say Willow's still a movie.
More than Willow.
Should I watch it with you? And if I, what happens if I don't cry?
Oh, you guys have to do a podcast.
I'm sensitive.
You watch
I'll cry.
Where you guys have to do a podcast where you
live
guys
commentary?
Live commentary about...
Well, you're going to be there, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm hosting it.
Yes.
I'm inviting you guys over.
Do we do...
For your own podcast at my house.
Do we do Mystery Science Theater, but with Simon Birch?
Ooh.
Ooh. But I don't know if that's the one we want to start with, because people are kind of like, wait, what?
Out of the gate.
Is it a sad
out of
movie?
The gay?
Brad's
it's,
crying
it's,
6
a,
minutes
yeah,
in.
It's a real tearjerker.
Yeah.
Unless we get sponsored by Kleenex.
Do you want to...
I'm putting it out there.
Can I do a quick tangent, and I want to get back to special talk, but about Simon Birch and what and where and how I almost watched it.
Okay.
I was the first time I did the first year of stand-up comedy for me, right? 2007. I went to the Rocky Mountain Festival in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's where I met Jeff Dye for the first time, my buddy Dan Fredrickson, this comic Marcus Hardy, and we after one of the shows, it was like 20 shows over like 5 days, right? After one of the shows, I met this girl at like this karaoke bar. And she came back to the hotel room, right? And I was rooming with my buddy Dan Fredrickson. I go, can you mind leaving for a little bit? This girl's coming over. She shows up like at 3 a.m. She was going to come over at like midnight. Comes over at 3 a.m. And shows up with fucking powdered sugar donuts, a box of them from like 7-Eleven.
I mean,
two bottles of wine from the store.
It's not a horrible idea.
And what seems like cocaine on her mouth. So then she comes
that was
in.
Powdered sugar from the donuts.
Okay, well, so then she opens the door, and I go, oh, hey, and I, like, had fallen asleep, and she's like, hey, what's up? Like, we still hanging? And I'm like, yeah.
Most people don't know about it. She voices Cartman on South Park.
Are we still partying tonight?
And so she goes, I open the door, and I go, hey. She goes, I brought donuts. That's her opening line. So, you know, and so
I mean,
my inner fat kid.
Yeah, you're a former fat kid, so you're like, all right,
yeah,
that works for me.
Yeah, keep talking. You can come in. So then she comes in, immediately goes to the bathroom and turns on the shower and the faucet and is in there for 25 minutes. And guess what? No shower was taken. No shit was taken. So I'm like, oh, cool. Drugs were being taken.
Yeah.
She comes out. My buddy Dan had all these DVDs on his and his laptop. So I go, oh, let's watch a movie after a while of weird conversation. And she's clearly coked up and brought donuts. And I'm like, let's just watch a movie and try to mellow out and maybe get a make out or a hand job out of this.
Sure.
Guess what we put on?
Oh.
The movie choices were like Shanghai Noon, The
Schindler's
Godfather,
List.
All the tearjerkers.
Trial at Nuremberg.
And Simon Birch.
Munich.
Yeah.
Munich.
And Simon Birch.
Yeah.
And we put on Simon Birch.
Yeah.
And I remember the opening. Remember, it was, what's the, it was like, it seemed very.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is in the opening.
Okay.
And yeah, you're at Simon's gravesite.
That's right. Yeah. I remember being sad right away. Yeah. And I remember like, I'm sitting next to this coked up.
Yeah, we open on a family movie with a gravesite.
I'm sitting in a hotel bed in like a Courtyard Marriott with coked up donut bringer like right next to me. which by the way, coked up donut bringer.
That sounds like a rejected mascot for McDonald's. Like, all right, we got the Hamburglar, Ronald McDonald, and coked up donut bringer.
Right. By the way, donut bringer.
Maybe
could
not
you see any more.
Maybe not coked up donut bringer. Maybe,
what do? They bring donuts.
Yeah,
like,
but you very excitedly.
Yeah,
they're
what,
very.
Yeah,
happy
but what
about
drugs
it.
Are they on? And
we need all this in the title.
Yeah, we thought it was the soda.
Yeah.
Like, Diet coked up. We also have Diet coked up.
No, well, they're like, yeah. Well, Grimace is
the
purely.
Soda. We have no soda mascots at McDonald's. That's what we're not doing with.
Grimace is purely on weed. Look at his eyes. I mean, is it really much of a stretch to have coked up donut
Grimace
dealer?
Looks like a purple nug. How are the chicken nuggets not?
Yeah,
McDonald's call me. I'm waiting to talk about some stuff with you.
But that's another thing. How pumped were you when you got a toy from McDonald's?
Oh, that was I was going to say those were collecting
those
the
were
Muppet Babies toys.
Oh, the Muppet Babies.
Greatest thing ever.
Ever.
Because such so much surprise in that drive-through.
You didn't know what toy they had that week,
right?
There was no internet to help you out.
Are you going to get the same toy that you got?
I know.
The
and that was the
before?
Thing that was really disappointing. Because
isn't that funny? You ate that burger so. Which is so much disdain
you were
and
like,
melancholy.
This food sucks.
This food sucks because I didn't get the toy I wanted.
Right.
I didn't get a Gonzo.
Yeah. Oh,
that was your world. God, what a great
Gonzo.
World. What a great world that was.
Yeah.
Didn't get Gonzo, so
the
this 80s. Burger sucks.
Yeah.
The 80s, 90s for me.
Gonzo was the man.
The best.
Favorite Muppet?
Gonzo.
Yeah.
Fozzie? I can't believe it. Comedians don't say Fozzie as much
no,
as you.
No, because Fozzie.
That was mine. I like Fozzie.
Well, I had Archie as funny as Fozzie Bear, the VHS tape, where you would basically interact with. I guess I still have it.
And he would like teach you jokes, right?
You watch that with me. I'll watch Simon Birch with you.
Done.
Yeah, he would teach you jokes. He would be like, "Hey, here's a joke," and like, what? And he would say something, and you'd be
aren't
like,
"Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?"
Yeah, he'd be like, "Knock knock," and then you would go, "Yeah," and you would like interact. It was like an interactive genius, right?
Genius.
That actually might have been, looking back, the first thing I did that was stand up related, probably.
Who was your mentor?
Fozzie Bear.
Pretty sure.
He was your Obi-Wan. That was awesome.
Help me, Fozzie Bear. You're my only hope. Yeah. There it is.
Rolf the dog was also great.
Rolf was great. Animal.
Piano player.
Animal.
There you go.
Kermit. Everyone loves Kermit, but I was more of a Gonzo kind of guy.
That's an easy choice.
Yeah.
Even nobody picks Beaker.
Oh, you suck.
Hello, Alan Branson Van Hanledo.
Whoa.
Just go, me. Yes, Beaker.
Dude, that's amazing. Can I be honest? Is there any honeydew in your special?
I mean, there might have
spoiler
to be.
Spoiler alert. There might be now.
You close with a Dr. Bunsen honeydew?
I'll close with a classic.
What would happen if Robert Downey Jr., like he talks about it, I'm not going to do, like, what would happen if Dr. Bunsen honeydew, Robert Downey Jr. mints, Harrison Ford.
They're all playing poker.
I have four kings. Four of a kind.
You got to get back from the mic on that one.
Well, okay, so that's. Do you realize how good that is? You're talking to the guy who knows the Muppet voice.
Really?
You're talking to the guy who hated the first movie because
the new first movie. There's always like a new Muppet movie.
The second one was actually really great because the music was amazing, and that was something that was.
Was that the Tina Fey one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those
and
were
Rick
great
and Gervais,
songs,
right?
Yeah. Those songs were really great.
And what do you do, a Gonzo?
I mean, everybody kind of does a Gonzo a little bit.
Camilla, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, watch me shoot out of a cannon. I love Camilla the chicken. It was
great.
His lady.
Yep.
I love the fact that his nose looks like a dick and he's fucking a chicken.
Kids, if you're just joining us.
If you're just joining us, this is welcome back to Muppet Talk, we thought.
Yeah, welcome back to ruining your childhood.
Ruining. Made mine better.
I mean, I can't speak. I my most popular YouTube video is Kermit the Frog jerking off to Two Girls, One Cup. So, can I really speak about defiling
Was that in your audition for Mad TV?
No.
Should have been.
I always thought, too, I always joked that, like, if I, when Leno was hosting The Tonight Show, if I got on there, he'd be like, so you,
comedy, you've been doing this quite a long time. You know, one of your first big YouTube videos was Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, big Muppet fan.
Oh, let me finish. Kermit the Frog, you had him watching Two Girls, One Cup, and then jerking off to it.
Silence.
Yeah, and then what do you say?
Let's show that clip.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see that clip real quick, yeah.
All right, so I want to know how you pick your high school, because I've thought about, you know, where I will do one, and high school theater has definitely crossed my mind.
Well, the thing was, I got to the stand-up game so late, and I was trying to pick a location, and someone said, do it in a place, a club, that broke you, that, like, was the one that, like, gave you your shot, that broke your cherry, that really, like, fostered you. And I would say that I didn't, you know, out here is when I started, but I did, I've done Store a lot, Laugh Factory, yep, and improv. But that's not where I spent, because I've only been doing it for a few years.
Yep.
So
yep.
When I thought about,
but you've
the
really
theater,
hit the ground the last few years, and it's like,
oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but
I remember when I first met you, and you
running,
were doing
not
it.
Not just hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah, I hit the ground flat.
Yeah. It stopped.
Like Bubba Sparks said, hit the ground running like a nosebleed. We're gonna bring Bubba Sparks.
No, when I first met you, I think you were, you even said, like, you were just, like, dabbling with it.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, and but now, like, you know, you're out at about the clubs and really, like, especially for the special, like, putting in all the work
you
necessary.
You have to, because it's so, that's the other thing about living, and you guys go up in town. It's great to do 20 minutes, like, mm-hmm, a factory or wherever, you, yeah, know. But when you get out there and you have to piece together more, because I'm going to shoot more and then hopefully cut back,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to do, like, 45 to an hour.
That's what you did, right?
Yeah, always do a little more.
Yeah.
Then when you, yeah, it's what you certainly don't want to be in a situation where there's 40 minutes.
I know it.
And you're like, oh shit!
Yeah.
And now you have to, like, add a sketch that's run, like, way too long.
That's unrelated.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, oh, let's just do this. It's funny. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I've written a ton, and to piece it all together on the road is its own beast. It's such a interesting thing that you really can only practice on the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've tried to get out there, and I thought, what was the theater that I really spent a lot of time in that really kind of helped push me in the right direction? And that was my high school. And so,
you did a lot of high school drama.
Yeah. We had a really good program. The program is still great. And I went back and actually talked to the kids.
I was going
to
say, you were doing, like, some extra pieces.
Yeah. We filmed me talking to the kids.
Nice.
Like that, yeah. It was me kind of go walking back and, you know, like, in a classroom and walking back through those old doors, which I actually had not been to the high school.
No way.
I think one time I came back when
what
I was
if you
in
said
college.
Ever? I always drove by it, and I thought that'd be a great place to do a special someday.
Yeah, like, they won't let me back. I didn't graduate. I was kicked out. Well, long story. But see my special. You'll get it. I'd only been back one time since I graduated. And it was when I was in college. So it had been a long time ago.
What were those feelings like?
Well, it was just weird because the school had changed so much because security. The high school security, it's bananas. Whereas, you know, back then,
dude,
it didn't,
a couple
didn't matter.
Security guards.
Oh, come on.
And you never really saw them.
Yeah. Because
they were like, what are we really doing? Breaking up a lunchroom fight?
Come on. They were like mall cops.
Yeah.
You know, they were there, but probably at the Cinnabon. And yeah, my high school had a Cinnabon. And
holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Your high school.
No, I was schooled at a mall. Let's just say it was a show that lived on. It was right after Homeboys in Space. It was called Mall School.
Are you taking cell phone kiosk 101?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a class for one. It's not big enough. But, you know, it's like, it's the funny thing is, like, you got, it was weird to be back because I've never performed in there before in this way, and certainly not in a long time. I think it's going to be a very interesting.
Also, they
evening.
Haven't had a comedy show there, right?
Never. They've never.
That's
done
real
it.
Cool to be that first one. And,
yeah.
But the setup is good for shooting, like, they.
It's huge. It's like the theater is so big. It's 840
seats. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my high school theater was like 520, maybe.
Yeah,
which is still big.
It's very big.
Yeah, but that's like a standard.
Yeah, that's theater. Like a real. Yeah, it's huge. It's
awesome. And so you've already been there and ran through stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we went back and we shot a bunch of interstitial stuff about a month ago, and I'm still developing the act. Like, I'm going up tonight.
Yeah,
stuff that I just wrote before I came here.
Great,
trying to figure out, and I'm still trying to learn impressions. Like, there's a couple that I kind of came up with on the road, and I was like, man, I wish those were better. And so I thought, well, if I can learn them by the time the special is, because I was like, fuck it, just do them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then, you know, think about, like, because you'll experience this, and I did it on the AFAN show. You just have to learn an impression sometimes, and more often than not, if it, like, works for you, if your mind can wrap around it, you're going to crush it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if I can get it in my head, I feel like even if I don't have a lot of practice at it, I'll really be able to nail it.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes you're just. I like that you're forcing yourself to do it. I mean,
yeah.
When we've had some SNL guys in here, they've said like, yeah. Sometimes they just look at you and say, "All right, you're doing Trump this week. You're doing."
I imagine
Senator
a Terry,
Cruz.
Who I'm a huge fan of. Yeah. I think he's such an incredible, impressionist and talent. They're like, you kind of look like this guy. The amount of impressions that him and Bill Hader have had to do on the show, and Bill Hader's one of my top of all time.
Right.
You know, but those two guys I have such mad respect for, and I just think they're incredible.
And then they're just told, yeah, you're doing this impression this week.
Yeah, and he does it. I mean,
figure
like,
it out.
Taryn looks like so many dudes.
Right.
And, you know, that it's like, he just had to do it.
Yeah, I didn't hear a Christoph Waltz impression until Taryn was the first one I heard do one of those.
Which is, that's the cool thing about it, doing a sketch show, is that you put stuff out there that people are talking about that week.
Yeah.
And so something will come up and someone's like, well, Christoph Waltz is killing it, so we need to do something with him.
Yeah.
And then Taryn just did it.
And he's like, all right, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it was awesome. I remember seeing that on there and being like, this is really cool.
Yeah, like, and you said you're doing a Trump impression, right?
I am. I learned it because I did a joke about him. And then I think because I don't think about doing impressions unless the joke is there. I did not do a Trump impression. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing Trump material. And then I didn't do the impression. I would just move on. And people would come up to me after the show and be like, you know, I think a lot of people were waiting for you to go into Trump.
Well, sure, because they've seen you do amazing voices.
Well,
so it's like.
It just felt. So I totally get where they were coming from.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, it was kind of like. It was unfinished business.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I felt like, you know what? I better, because I want to do the material. I believe in the material. It's the way I feel about him. And I think just at the end, he's a weird one to do because everybody does him, or a lot of people do him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, I've just heard people in passing, probably Taryn and Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
Like, those are probably only because I watch SNL. But, you know, I've heard you hear a lot of guys, and you don't want to. A, you're not trying to bite. I'm not trying to bite anybody's impression.
No.
And B, I want to have my own thoughts about it. But when comedians are constantly doing Trump stuff, it's like
right.
You don't want it to be overlap with something that somebody else is doing.
Yeah, because like I do a Trump impression in my act now, and it's just like it's a tag on the joke. It's not the bit. It's just like, here's the joke, and then Trump just comes in, and he does his thing,
right.
Talks like that,
yeah.
Boom,
totally.
Tag, done, huge.
And people get it, and that's good.
Yeah.
And people, like, he's a doable guy.
Right.
You know, so funny, even when I was, before I went in for my second test for MAD, because I had to go in twice, and I was like, maybe I should try, but, you know, we have this guy, Piot, who does amazing impressions and does a Trump, and they were like, don't even try doing a Trump. But I was literally in the room for a while, like, trying to be like, maybe I should do that, like just trying to think of, like...
Yeah, but the good thing about you is, like, you're such a secret weapon, because you do so many impressions, and you don't have to. So the thing is that he's going to be the guy, I imagine, that they'll go to for impressions, and then you... But those scenes have, like, three people who need impressions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be there, and it'll be like, oh my god, that
right.
guy is super funny, does amazing characters, and he can... Because who do you do? You do Bruce Willis...
Right, and like Depp, and you know, but even like, I mean, like things like the quick Ray Romano, but and there's even like, I was, you know, like a Simon Cowell for like, if they want an America's Got Talent thing, that's something I could pick up, like, no problem.
Yeah, and you can learn voices.
But with the Trump thing, and I want to ask you, it's like, you know, because it was the first time in a while where I literally, like, for a good, you know, part of the night and then the next day where I like tried to really like and listen to stuff.
Oh yeah.
And it wasn't something that where I was really trying to like get just a voice in my head.
Yeah.
And like even hearing Brad's, which I think is great. And, you know, like, but I started to get like the things I was focusing on, like, and I was getting like really nasally with it almost, but I was like having it be like really up here, like is where like a higher register, and yours is so locked into like the tone where I feel like he actually
speaks.
You
know what? It's funny is with people, when you do people at different ages, and obviously I know Piat, he's a friend, and that guy is, I mean, that guy's good.
It's a good one.
I mean, that was a get, my friends.
Yeah.
You're going to be, you haven't heard of this guy, you will.
Yeah.
He has some YouTube videos.
He's
where,
incredible, and he's the sweetest guy in the world.
And he does a ton of impressions, like, I feel a lot of impressions that you do where you see the impression, you go, I didn't know that was possible. Like, I didn't know that impression.
Yeah, he's got
possible.
A real ear for it. And the thing about with when you do people that, like, when you do Harrison Ford, he's different now than he was 20 years ago because people's voices changed.
Indiana Jones is way different than Get Off My Plane, which is way different than
Star Wars. Of him being
Star
like, like you were saying, the grumbly guy.
Yeah.
You know, where he's just kind of down there.
Yeah, I knew Harrison Ford is just kind of.
Yeah.
Can I get a large latte?
I got a large.
Yeah, but you got that extra gruff, too, that he, like.
He's got that sort of, like, chewy.
Yeah.
We're home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But the thing is, with like a guy like Trump, he's used to being on a microphone, or like when he's doing like his voice has changed so much because he's not used to talking to big crowds.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
you think of Hillary Clinton, who is such a great public speaker,
yes.
and her husband is the same way, that it's they know that there is a whereas Trump is kind of he's gets used to yelly. Just,
yeah.
So his voice is actually changing the way that he has to address people, and wow. his fans are really rowdy. When you see him on TV, he's a certain way. Like when he does interviews, like Today Show, Bill O'Reilly, whatever. And then when he does the big, you know, rallies,
yeah.
he's got to really talk over the excitement and the racism. That's racism, so, that's thick
racism
in that
is,
room.
Is very loud.
Yeah, talk
very
over loud. The racism.
Whoa, whoa!
Yeah.
Can we tone down the race? No, we can't. We can't. The racism's at Spinal Tap 11 in these rallies. Great. But you know, what I do, I mean, I already have a name.
Yeah.
Like that's just I said I always sound like half of a NyQuil commercial. I sound like the guy who's sick but can't get better. Like I go in, I'm like, listen, I gotta go to work the next day, so I'd love to take something, and they go, here, new NyQuil, and then I go, wow, I feel great. And people are like, well, you don't sound great.
Still a little groggy.
Can you sound like yeah, can you make it sound like you took the medicine? I did, I feel great. You sound worse. but I already have that. So
that nasally thing is a part of Trump though, right? Like
this is a great, great country.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. These are fantastical.
I promise you that.
I like promise you that. This is big. This is huge. Yeah. This is huge.
Brett, can we real quickly do three Trumps?
Three Trumps.
Talking about...
Three Trumps trying to decide what to order at a Chili's.
Or wait, I have a great idea.
Okay.
How about three Trumps calling the Thai restaurant?
Okay.
Woo! Also, by the way, what is the word I just heard him make up the other day? The Daily Show.
Bigly.
No, there's another one.
Did he say Bigly?
Yeah.
There was another one.
He said...
Optimaster Bite or something?
I don't know, but he was like...
The way you just dismissed that, like I put a curse on your family.
I was going back to...
I don't know what that was, and I don't want to hear it again.
He said Optimaster...
Leave this house.
I'm like, don't finish that.
Yeah, leave.
I'll shrink
don't
more.
Don't finish
that. I'll shrink more. Optimaster Bite, you shut your mouth.
That's on his family's crest.
You shut your mouth. I'm not saying all Jews are bad, but people have said.
I'm not saying all Jews are bad.
I'm saying,
I love Jews. I'm friends with Max. I'm friends with Bernie. Not Sanders. Yeah. Finkelstein. I'm friends with
Galit. He's my accountant.
Listen, I love Jews, and I celebrate Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
I play Hanukkahs. You know, it's huge.
All right. Three Trumps calling.
Is that on speaker?
You open it. You can't.
They can't hear me. Can they hear me through this?
No, but they'll be. Oh, maybe you need to hold it.
Hello. Yes. This is a great country. Let me just say something. Do you guys, are you running any specials tonight? You running any specials tonight? Or there's a.
What's a special? For the game?
No, just, you know, for America. For whites.
For the U.S. We have the, you know.
Do you have orange chicken, a.k.a. Trump chicken?
We have orange chicken.
What's the price on that? Is it huge?
$7.95. That sounds affordable. That sounds great. That sounds, I promise you this, I will get six pieces.
My brother here, Ronald Trump.
Ron Trump here. Hello, my name is Ronald Trump. I just want to know, do you have Diet Fresca?
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking.
Oh, sorry. What he's asking, it's fantastical. It's a great grapefruit soda. It's unbelievable. Do you have Fresca? Do you have the soda, Fresca?
Okay, hold on a second, okay?
Yes, no problem.
He's asking for Fresca.
The biggest Fresca debate we've ever...
Just say something. I love the tie, and the tie love me. I love the bow tie. I love a necktie.
Hello. Hello, hi. I would love to order some pad thai.
You want to order for a pickup?
Yes, please.
Sure. You want to order the pad thai? What kind of meat do you want with that?
The best meat.
Beef?
Is that the best?
Yeah, I like beef with it. I like beef or chicken normally.
Well, beef, it's what's for dinner, but it's lunch, so I guess chicken.
I'm sorry?
Beef, it's what's for dinner, so I guess chicken.
There you go. Yeah, sounds good. All right, so let's do the pad thai chicken. You want to do the lunch special or the regular a la carte?
Oh, just a la carte. Now, do you guys do the mushu pork? Is that what you do?
Let's see. Mushu.
I've heard that you people do a good mushu. You don't have the mushu.
No, what is mushu pork?
It's pork that's been mushu'd.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't think we have that then.
Hi, my name's Whoopi Goldberg.
Sorry?
This is Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hi.
God damn it.
I was going to come in with Danny Glover.
I know, I couldn't do it.
I was just waiting for you to...
I couldn't do it.
He said, I'm here too. I'm getting over this shit.
I didn't know what Whoopi was going to order.
Pork that's been mooshu.
Yeah, that was it. That was what we lost it.
By the way, my favorite thing about the both of you
is... Star 69 or so what should I do
real,
here?
You went, both went real Jewish with yeah, both your Trumps.
I was going to say, yeah.
He's like, I got to ask you something. Oi, you have any mooshu?
Bernie, I'm ordering for Bernie.
Oh man, do you do a Bernie?
No, I mean,
but that's the thing. The good thing about like you on that show is like Piatt'll do Trump and you'll do Bernie.
If I had to listen, I think like 2 days of like, you know, solid just nonstop listening
just
and
go
talking.
Go to Shoal.
Yeah.
Hang out by the temple.
Hang
out at Cantus Deli.
So funny. We have to wrap this up. So the special is going to come out. What, do you have a date yet?
All right. I don't know. I didn't kill my wife. You find this man. He had a prosthetic arm.
No, we're just talking about your special.
Tell me your special.
Yeah. You could just...
Sorry.
So if you could just tell us when that comes out or when it.
As soon as I finish the Temple of Doom.
I don't know if you like, I got to go through a temple to record a special. Or...
Yeah, I'm recording a temple.
Recording at a temple?
For my second special.
Oh, nice.
So it's where the...
That's where my Harrison Ford dealership is.
So it's where...
Turn it around.
Wait, walk-in selling Ford
they compete,
cars?
They compete.
Okay.
He's like, wow. This is the commercial. Wow. Hey, you ever said, ooh, I want to drive a car now. Well, come on down. Don't walk in... Run.
Wait a minute. Please do that again. Okay. Christopher Walken selling cars.
Hey, you ever said to yourself, ooh, I want to drive now. I want to get down there and say, ooh, get in the car. Turn a key. Room, vroom. You're driving now.
Another competitor.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford Dealership's new commercial.
Hi. I'm Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford. Come down to my Temple of Doom. Where sales are so low, they'll rip your heart out and eat it.
Come on down here. Get off that plane. Get into a Ford.
But I want to go buy a car from Walken. Why should I not go to Christopher Walken's place?
Well, you don't need to walk in because you'll be driving off the lot in a brand new car. Ooh.
Oh, my God, dude.
There you go.
You're unbelievable.
If you're in the Chicago area, right?
Yeah, dude. July 9th. Yep, two July shows, 9th. 7 and 9:30.
Goldstar.com.
Yeah, Goldstar. We got tickets, and we got the Zanies Rosemont. You can go to Zanies.com.
Also,
and you
Google
can
John Kite special comedy taping.
Yeah,
right?
It's coming up. I mean, it's huge. And we got
it's
going to be huge. It's going to be fantastic.
It's
the most glorious, the most
wonderful,
unbelievable, the biggest.
Fantastic.
Are you doing a lot of press?
The biggest. Oh,
I'm doing...
So much hometown shit, right?
All of it, man. I go out there, I'm doing like a whole week before.
You know what's so great about too? When you did that your Today Show thing, I was like, oh, people who've never seen you, even on that, like in that small amount of time, like I was saying, how many laughs you packed in, and how much just like immediately, I was like, if I'd never seen you and I saw that, I would immediately start like looking up all your shit because. Yeah. So it's like when you go on all these press things, like I mean, it's just. to have them be so, I mean, to, like, even if they were like, what does Seth Rogen think about you doing your special? It's like, you just, you go into them so quickly, and all the substance is always so great, you know? Like,
you
don't just be like Seth Rogen, like, being like, John Guy, it's going to be great. Go see it. You know, like, you create a whole bit around it.
You know what? I think that's what helps me write comedy for them, because when I go on, we're performing live, it helps us be able to pull it out of thin air.
Yeah.
Because right. I'm working on right now, I'm doing a Michael Caine. And I'm
you're getting into my territory.
Well, when you were doing Trump, I thought you were doing Michael Caine.
It all sounds like Michael Caine. It all kind of goes back to
And
that.
Brad, what is your theory of how to do a Caine?
Oh, you just say the words my followed by cocaine.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you say my cocaine.
Bye.
And then you just sound like
wait, two.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Okay. Said he gets emotional. He goes, very, no, don't do that. Very nice. Bye. Very okay. Nice.
Yeah. He does get very.
That's why he. You know why he gets. He gets. You can. He talks out his nose because he's blown it all from all the cocaine.
Has he really?
No, but he's
rumor control.
Rumor control. She's out of 60 years old. But I'm trying to.
He is always about to cry.
He's right there.
It's about because about my films.
If you have an issue, here's a tissue.
Love that.
Wow. Might be in the special.
I was going to say, might be. Are we doing the special right now? That's how I open with the Michael Caine.
That was a line when I played Austin Powers Dead.
Was it really?
He said, if you have an issue, here's a tissue.
Is that what he said?
He didn't say that to one of the orphan kids in Cider House Rules. Can you imagine?
you kicked some New England. You kicked some New England. You ruddy noses. If you have an issue.
You kids without families. If you've got an issue.
Nobody wants you.
Talk to a tissue. Because I don't fucking care.
Yeah, if you don't,
I'm out there picking apples with Tobey Maguire.
Listen, if you have an issue, jerk off with the tissue.
This has been Michael Caine's.
Michael Caine's The Birds and the Bees. But I'm trying to learn him to pull out of thin air.
Yeah.
Because that's the weirdest thing. Like, to do an impression.
Right.
Like the cool thing about sketches and, like, but like you'll have just that time. All you have to do is like that 5 minutes to do Al Pacino or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but on stage, you got to do an hour. I'm doing an hour and a half straight, and I just got to be able to pull it out. I can't just sit there and go, oh, how does he? All right, go into it. So I will talk to myself in my car with nobody around forever. Like whenever I'm driving, just so I can work on the impression.
Yeah, just trying to get it out of there. Because sometimes, and I've had this happen to me sometimes, where sometimes if it's just casual conversation, I can do the impression. But when it's the pressure,
oh, dude.
And when you're going from your act.
And you're telling jokes. You can't improv it. Like, the fun thing about us is we improv it here.
Yeah.
But when I do the Jason Statham, which I wrote this thing yesterday.
Us now, you're doing all the impressions I do.
Ooh.
You're going through all the fucking impressions I do.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice indeed.
You got to go higher.
Yeah.
You got to go higher in the beginning.
Get on there low. You show me a try. The problem is Jason Statham actually has a very high voice. There's a lot of things sung in this, but then he tries when he goes low and films. My name is Turkish. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not named for an Englishman.
Here's my Jason Statham. It's just Whoopi Goldberg.
I was going to say.
But a little bit heavier.
But heavier, no, body-wise.
It's also Whoopi Goldberg just is always like, I'm doing Jason Statham.
I'm doing Jason Statham.
Statham's doing me.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I have not eaten out Joe Behar today.
What about me? I'm getting over this.
Whoopi and Danny? Where is that that's, WB sitcom?
That's another podcast I want to do with you.
Just the Whoopi and Danny podcast.
Oh my god!
Are they a morning? Are they the worst morning radio?
They're the morning drive.
They're on from 5 to 5:30.
Whoopi and the Glover. Whoopi and the Glove.
Whoopi and the Glover.
Or Whoopi and the Glove.
God, is that an animated show? And we can get them both to sign off on not doing.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, you guys do Whoopi and the Glove.
And I'm just getting old.
I'm just getting. Yeah.
Hey, gosh.
That's the tagline.
Hey. I'm Michael Caine, and I'm just trying to promote a movie. They said, come on your radio show. It's great.
Every episode, by the way, Michael Caine's promoting it.
promoting.
I'm
the clip is always him getting real choked up.
I'm here to promote The Kingsman Part 2. I saw that movie when I was on the plane. By the way,
it's about to come out. I don't know what the fuck.
By the way, these planes, first class, those hot towels are not that hot.
Now listen, I'm also going Nick Nolte's house.
From Nolte to Glover.
Listen, guys, I produced the show.
All right. July 9th.
Skokie, Illinois, Niles North High School. Yeah. Niles North High School in Skokie, Illinois, July 9th.
We will tweet out the link.
Thank you, big
to
man.
The special.
Appreciate it.
So exciting, dude.
Dude, happy to
I
be
mean,
here.
This is your third time on the podcast?
Fourth.
I think it's fourth. Yeah.
All right. You're getting
four
into
Four Timers Club.
Yeah,
four
dude. Very
club.
Few. I think only...
Oof, that's like maybe three, only
Morn and three or four. It might be it actually. You and Morn, yeah.
We got to do
Divine.
We got to do a live one.
Yeah, I know. After the special comes out,
for
yeah,
sure. I love it.
I mean, live one with you is just like a no. Well, we I told you like the next live one that we do, I want like you, Carvey, like
oh my
maybe
God.
Like Melissa, like just stack it with
dude. That would be sick.
Yeah, and then I mean, and then at some point, yeah, like where it's a straight up like. I mean, I guess it's almost like what he did on his show, First Impressions, but where Brad and I are just interviewing a slew. Like, we're just going down. I mean.
Right, just going
but down. There's, but coming up with some fun ways to incorporate all of that.
Oh, dude. It's like, yeah, come on. That, but
so,
that,
to have some of the best impressions on the planet, like,
with
on
no
one show.
Structure.
Yeah, come on.
With no censorship.
Maybe we even, like, make. Maybe we even take 20 minutes and make up a musical. I don't know. I
mean, oh,
like,
my God. Yeah. Or a somebody's trailer.
And I can, like,
for
just
a movie.
And I can just yeah, and I'll just narrate, like, and then, like, and introduce, you know, whatever.
But who would narrate it?
Well, that's what we'd have to one person do. But, right. Well, a celebrity narrating it? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, what is your Bruce Willis?
I mean, my Bruce Willis, it's not something I can go into. Anytime okay. I do those ADR things, I had to literally, like, listen to probably 10 minutes of stuff before I even started.
Yeah, but it's you like know, that's
it's
common.
It's a sound alike.
I think that's mm-hmm. the same thing because I just went in for one that I didn't. We don't know yet if I you know who knows what's going to happen.
We can
but
say it. It's Angela Lansbury for sure. Bedknobs and Broomsticks 2.
The video yeah. game. Bedknobs and Broomsticks 2, the Xbox game. The first player.
It's going to be on Oculus Rift. It's a 3D virtual reality experience.
What does the little boy say? He goes, take us to 10 Winfield Road. And then he hits the like, bad nap. He's like, boom.
And Lansbury. But Lansbury is like, it's her.
Oh,
but yeah. It's her in a tea kettle
she's
outfit
just a
from Beauty
songy.
And the Beast.
She's
just,
yeah, she goes, Michael Caine.
Stewed metal. Wait, what does she say? She goes,
no, Lansbury's more...
Never tried a Lansbury. That was the
crazy thing about your yeah. Lansbury, which I've seen on Broadway, that you do Oliver, but you do it's Adam.
The crazy
Ray
thing
as
about
Angela
your Lansbury
as Oliver Twist.
Wait, the crazy thing about your Lansbury is a one act play that I want to put on, narrated by Whoopi Goldberg.
You can't see it. I'm writing a check right now in this room. It's
we are the producers.
Yeah,
one of those publishers' clearinghouse checks, and we're just handing it over to you.
I want us to open for Hamilton. I want how they used to show like
crazy. Tonight's performance of The Crazy Thing About Your Lansbury. Oh my God, dude. You know what, though? It's my same thing with like bands. If your music's good, it doesn't matter what you're called. If the show was great,
who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
The Crazy Thing About Your Lansbury. It does sound like an off-Broadway show that she would star in. And everyone's like, you know, she's doing theater.
Or that she doesn't. You're like, wait a minute, is that her? No, it's Kathy Griffin. That's Kathy Griffin? No, it's Adam Ray.
It's Adam Ray? No, it's William Dafoe. Dafoe's doing Broadway? Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not Dafoe. It's Alfred Molina. Molina's back in the game? He's always been in the game.
He is. Yeah, he's in the game, the musical, the Sean Penn movie, the game. That he's doing on Broadway.
The game.
This is in Branson, musical. Missouri.
The game is the musical adaptation of He Got Game.
He's playing Jesus Shuttleworth.
Who is?
Alfred Molina.
And Hanks is narrating it.
Well, and playing Denzel.
Tonight's performance of the game, Alfred Molina is part of Jesus Shuttleworth, we played by
Danny Glover for one night only. He's playing for state. We're not sure yet. Spoiler alert. We got a lot of pitch meetings.
Yeah, we got a lot. All right.
I come on here to get pitch meetings. People know I've got the goods.
Just in 10 years from now, John has like 15 shows that we're all just like, didn't we talk?
Did we
No. I got rid of all the masters. People have no idea why and where they
went. Tyler Perry doesn't do it first. All right, July 9th.
Go see him.
You're the best. You're going
to
crush it.
I'm sorry to be here. Thanks, man.
And every time I want to end, then I want to go into another fake musical. But
I mean, we could.
Wait, what was the main song from Bedknobs and Broomsticks? And we can end on that.
The Wayne what?
The Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I only remember when he's like, they go, Portobello Road, Portobello Road, streets where the riches of ages are stowed.
Now you sound like Stewie from Family Guy.
Everything and everything. I don't do Family Guy's not my thing. I mean, I love the show, but I don't do those voices.
Yeah.
Or do I? Stewie. That's all I do. I just say their own name. It's like the shittiest impressionist ever.
Well, it's like
it's me, Peter. It's Peter.
It's how I'll do any like. I mean, even that's my true. Lansbury. It's just
I'm Angela Lansbury.
Who is that?
Good night, everybody.
So that's the show.
Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.